Okay, good morning, everybody. So after the previous halacha, where we were talking about that the idea that Kavod Shamayim is obviously going to be the defining factor, and there's no basis for listening to in a legal order, as we call it, a horash, like a keneged Kavod Shamayim, even though L'shitas HaRambam against the Rosh and the Nagos Maimonides, Kibud Av V'Em, continues to apply, Av B'Shayu Av V'Imbo Rishayim Gemurim. So the Rambam says the following: Amar lo aviv hashkeni mayim v'yesh biyado lasos mitzvah. Let's pause right here for a second. It sounds like both mitzvos are present at the same time, which is the way Rashi learns the Gemara on which this is based. Gemara Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Beis. Okay, so you have both at the same time. Imav shel mitzvah sheteyasa yedei acherim teyasa v'yisasek v'chod aviv she'en mevatlin mitzvah mipnei mitzvah. So if it's efshel asos al yedei acherim, so he should take care of Kibud Av V'Em, that uniquely applies to him right now. And the other mitzvah will be taken care of, Ein Mevatlin Mitzvah Mipnei Mitzvah. V'Imein Shem Acherim, it's Yevshel Asos Ayidei Acherim, Lasos Ayisasek B'Mitzvah. V'Aniach Vod Aviv, Shehu V'Aviv, Chayavin B'Dvar Mitzvah. And then the Rambam has a seemingly enigmatic conclusion to the halacha, V'Talmud Torah Gadol Mikibud Av V'Em. Why did the Rambam put that there? So there's a huge discussion along two lines in the Rishonim. The Ran and the Ritva take the position, which is actually Nifsak Lahalacha by the Raman Shulchan Aruch, that this situation only applies if you haven't started either mitzvah, but that once you start the mitzvah, Osing Mitzvah Pater Mina Mitzvah would apply in either direction. As you'll see in a moment, I'm very skeptical that that's the sheet of the Rambam, which I'll explain, that obviously that principle doesn't apply to Talmud Torah, and my view is that the Rambam doesn't think that that applies to Kibud Av V'Em, as I'll try to explain. The second issue, which is brought up by the Kesef Mishnah, in the name of Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Rosh, that this is all true only with respect to a mitzvah overes. But it wasn't a mitzvah overes, so then, you could take care of Kibud Av V'Em first, so that would be adif, and then you can take care of the mitzvah of Eres. That, I think, is very meduyak in the Rambam, because the Rambam says the whole point is in mevatlin mitzvah mipnei mitzvah. In that case, there's no bitul mitzvah. You can just do kibud av v'em, and then go and be osik in the other mitzvah. And that, in fact, is what the Gemara seems to say. The Gemara quotes a machlokes Elazar ben Masi and Isi ben Yehuda. Elazar ben Masi omer, Abba omer, ishkini mayim mitzvah lasos, maniach ani kvod abba v'oses ha-mitzvah, sheni v'abba chayav mitzvah. Isi ben Yehuda omer, no, im efshal ha-mitzvah le'asos ha-yedei acherim, te'as ha-yedei acherim, ve'yelechu b'chvod aviv. Amar of Mas, nalach, ki Isi ben Yehuda, we pask in that way. Meaning, Isi ben Yehuda was saying, okay, that's only true if you're going to have to be mevatel ha-mitzvah. But if you're not going to have to be mevatel ha-mitzvah, meaning one of the mitzvahs isn't ovros, right? So, the person can take care of both mitzvahs. Do Kibud Av V'Em now, don't be mevatel that, and take care of the mitzvah half an hour from now, when it won't come at the expense of Kibud Av V'Em. But to return to the other issue, here I think the Rambam clearly disagrees with the Ran and the Ritva and the Ramah. Number one, the Rambam doesn't say anything about Osek B'Mitzvah Pater Mina Mitzvah. Not at all. On the contrary, the Rambam says, "V'ein shan acher ma'asosa yisasek b'mitzvah v'yaniach vod aviv." It sounds to me, even if you started Kibud Av V'Em, shehu v'aviv chayavim b'dvar mitzvah. And the reason, the rationale, is because both he and his father, just a continuation of the previous halacha of quote Shemayim Adif, shehu v'aviv chayavim b'dvar mitzvah. Right, that both you and your father are chayiv in this mitzvah. You don't have the right to ignore this mitzvah because of kibud av aim. In other words, it would end up being entirely parallel to the Rambam's psak halacha in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah, that when it comes to Talmud Torah, if it's efshel asos yedei acherim, wonderful. And if not, you have to interrupt your learning, because limud haTorah can't possibly be an excuse not to perform any other mitzvos, and Kibud Av V'Em likewise can't be an excuse to perform other mitzvos, because ultimately the entire mechayiv of Kibud Av V'Em is rooted in Kavod Shamayim, right? So it can't be that Kibud Av V'Em is preventing you from being osek b'Kavod Shamayim, even if you already started it, right? And that's why I think it's so meduyak in the Rambam. He says, "V'Talmud Torah gadol mikibud av v'em." After making this implicit comparison and saying, "In the halacha of osek b'mitzvah, they really are one and the same," that it only, the only question is not whether or not you've started one, but the only question is Efshar La'asos Al-Yedei Acherim. So then the Rambam says, oh, and by the way, even though they're equated, le'inyan, right, osek mitzvah, pater mina mitzvah, right, in other words, the inapplicability of that principle in the general sense, to kibud avoim, right, nonetheless, Talmud Torah in a head-to-head conflict is still gadol mi kibud avoim, because you have to make that point now that you've, you know, fundamentally equated them. And I think that's a very critical perspective. And I think the reason is very much the same. That just like Talmud Torah, right, is this pervasive mitzvah that applies all the time. So it's no great surprise that Kibud Avim follows the same basic halachic patterns. That's what we explained in the halacha of Nishma B'dvar Aviv L'makom, that one of the elements of Kibud Avim is this internal preoccupation with the mitzvah of Kibud Avim, just like Talmud Torah applies it all the time. Akisav Yom Avalayla, so Kibud Avim applies it all the time. So it doesn't make sense to say, oh, I'm already involved in Kibud Avim, I'm not going to perform any other mitzvah. The Ran and the mitzvah were relating to Kibud Avim is some kind of a discrete mitzvah, and I don't think the Rambam relates to it that way at all. So that's a chumrah, da'asi l'dei kula, meaning the Rambam's chumrah of Kibud Avim translates into a kula, that because it applies all of the time, so number one, it can't possibly prevent you from doing Kavod Shemayim, because the very Mechayiv in Kibud Avim is Midin Kavod Shemayim. Yes, there are backstops, as we pointed out, of Avim Mivio L'chayla Mazah, etc., but the very nature of the Kibud Avim is Kavod Shemayim. It can't be that it's preventing you from doing other mitzvahs like Talmud Torah. And so the pervasive nature of Kibud Avim means that when other mitzvahs come up that other people can't take care of, that you are going to have to take care of those mitzvahs and then return to Kibud Avim. Again, if it's not a mitzvah of Eres and there's no question of Bittul Mitzvah, so the entire question doesn't get off the ground.